I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Darren O'Brodick is a Sinn Féin representative in the Lucan area of Dublin, and Darren is with us here in the programme today. You might tell us, Darren, about this story where residents have been allegedly told to remove the electric car chargers from their housing estate. What happened?
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, thanks for having me on. There's nothing alleged about it. A couple of weeks ago, in fact, less than a couple of weeks ago, last week, a number of residents that have installed EV charging bollards in allocated car parking spaces outside of their homes have been given them. Sorry, I'm a little bit out of breath. I've just pulled in on the bike here.
You're okay.
Yeah, so they've been given a notice to remove the EV charging bollards that they've installed outside of their homes on allocated car parking spaces within 14 days. So this affects residents across the Adamstown area that I'm aware of, in Kishogue, places like Shackleton and Gandon. These are new developments within the Adamstown Strategic Development Zone. So, yeah, like the management company, on one hand, have, it would seem, are given conflicting information. When people bought these homes, they were told that they were wired for EV charging and that it was simply a case of contacting a registered EV installer and they could install a bollard, an EV charging bollard on their allocated space. However, now, since some of these estates are now coming into the taking in charge process with the local authority, they are being told that they now are inhibiting the taking in charge process because they're unauthorised units.
We've reached out to the management company. We've reached out to Cairn Homes to ask them to clarify what is the, I mean, who was told what and if or where or when these EV charger units could actually be erected. But from what I'm hearing today, I understand in a letter that was received from Cairn Homes to some of the residents, was it not stated that the charging points, Darren, were fitted in public spaces and that's why residents have been told to disconnect them?
No, not in every case. You are correct that in the vacuum of what I would describe as inadequate public charging infrastructure. See, you have, on one hand, the government are encouraging people, rightly so, to make the transition to a smarter, cleaner, away from fossil fuels to electric cars, which is the way we should be moving. And on the other hand, they're not providing adequate infrastructure. The public charging infrastructure that is referred to, I mean, if you don't have private courtage, private parking, you have to rely on the public regional and local charging strategies. And what that means is you have to go somewhere other than beyond the front of your home. You know, that may very well mean going to the local Woodies or the local SuperValu. And many of these charging points are not working. I mean,
and they're expensive. I mean, the real financial benefit of the EV is often is to have the charging unit at your house. Isn't that the big benefit?
Yeah, absolutely. What I would contest is that the charging units, the public charging EV infrastructure, the units themselves are too few. They're far too expensive, up to seven times more expensive than a domestic charging a unit outside someone's home. And they're too slow. Most of them are 22 kilowatt, which will take you 6, 7, 8 hours to charge a car.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, stay with us, Darren, for a moment. Just stick with us. 1800-453-106 is the number, because I have Badna's with us on the line. And Badna, you are one of the residents, I believe, who has received this letter asking you to remove the EV charger unit. Can you just explain to listeners where exactly this unit is?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. These units are actually installed in our allocated parking spaces, which are for our exclusive usage. They're not in public space. I know, as Darren mentioned, there are some cases where they're installed in the public green spaces, and you know, that probably should be addressed. But in allocated parking spaces and installed by a registered electrician,
for a moment, because I just want to be clear about this. When you say it's a registered car parking space, does that mean that it's in the driveway outside your house, or is it on street parking?
Oh, it's on street, Andrea.
So when you come out your front door, you've no car park in space outside your house, but do you have your own parking space somewhere in the complex?
Yes. So there's a footpath between our parking space and our house. And these, EV chargers, they have been installed underneath the footpath using the advised ducting and at the right depth as per the national safety standards and as per the standards that the management company had shared with us.
When your furnace quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And you had, I'm sure you probably checked all this out, Spadna, did you? Or you got permission before you put it in?
Well, we never got a permission, and that's the thing. You know, we even went out to the builder's office, or we reached out to the management company, we reached out to the county council, but we never got a clear response as to what the guidelines are, what can be done, what can't be done. We were told, you'll have to take permission from the council when the taking charge is completed, but there were no timelines on when the taking charge will be completed. And then the management company shared these guidelines as to how EV chargers can be installed. And that's what we followed, you know. And I'll also mention that, you know, these were installed by registered electrical contractors who by definition are people who are, qualified, insured and regulated professionals. So it's not like people just randomly dug up the footpath and put the chargers wherever they want.
You went out yesterday evening and got this unit and erected it up in a public space. But you said this is actually, it's not in your driveway, but it is your parking space that you've put the EV charger. Yeah. And how many other residents, like how many EV charging units are we talking about that might have to be removed?
I think between the two estates that Cairns has sent notice to, we're looking at approximately 20 to 30 units.
All right. So 20 to 30 people could potentially, or 20 to 30 people have been told, they've received letters to say they have to be taken down.
Right.
And I mean, there's a cost to all of this, Badna, isn't there? They're not cheap to put up.
Well, just the installation itself costs upwards of €2,000.
€2,000. And then who's going to... I'm sure you probably have to pay then to get someone to take them down.
Absolutely. If you have to get them out, you'll have to pay again. And, it's not like somebody's always available to do it when you ask. These things, you know, you have to get a quote, you have to get these things done. And there has been just one-way communication so far. I'll flag, residents alone have been trying to find a solution for it. But it's only now first time where either the builder or the county council have, sent some sort of communication to the residents.
Yeah, we've contacted the county council actually in relation to this to try and get some clarity for you and Darren as well, who's raised it here with us today. We've also contacted, as I said, Cairn Homes, to find out, well, maybe to clarify some of the confusion, if you want to describe it as that. The other problem for you, Badna, you obviously have an electric car. So where are you now going to charge it?
Like Darren mentioned, if we have to rely on the public infrastructure, these are as good as petrol cars then, because we'll have to rely only on the public infrastructure, which is it's definitely not sufficient, takes hours to charge, and then it costs as much as a petrol car. What's the point of having an EV? Why is the government pushing people to have electric cars then?
And when people are wondering here today in the text line about whether permission had been granted, I take it you understand, or you had understood, that you were allowed to put up the EV charger because it was your parking space, albeit not outside your front door.
Right. Right. And as Darren mentioned, when we were purchasing these houses, the selling agents had told us that the footpaths have been pre-wired for EV chargers.
We'll have to try and get further clarity. As I said, we've contacted both in relation to this. Derek Riley is from Nevo.ie. Stay with us, Badna, for a moment. I mean, like, Derek, you know, you're in, I suppose, in the business of EV chargers and EV car commentary. What's your take on this?
Yeah, it's very much a grey area. There's going to have to be a solution found, and whether the management company gave advice as to how to install a charger versus the local authority now taking over, somebody has to see sense in Dublin South Dublin County Council to say, we want EV chargers. Maybe they need to go and inspect the installation, the quality of the installation. If it's an allocated space, you know, it sounds like, and I've seen some of the footage online and on the news reports, it looks like it was very well installed. But if there are some chargers installed in public spaces or in green areas, that can't be allowed, because if you bought a property without an allocated space, unfortunately, you haven't got the ability of plugging in your own charger and having the ability of charging overnight at that cheaper tariff. And like Badna was saying there, it is very much the benefits of going electric is having that cheaper tariff. And if you're relying on public charging, it's not as cost effective about it at all. But it seems to be that there was guidance given, there was no actual permission available to be gotten, and now that their Cairn Homes is looking to hand over the development to South Dublin County Council, the council are saying, well, these chargers shouldn't have been put in place, and they're there now. It'd be absolutely mental to get them dug up again. Let's try and find a resolution, and hopefully somebody's listening from South Dublin County Council to get this inspected and resolved.
Yeah, well, I'm reading reports where the developer had previously said that the units had been installed without the required approvals. I suppose, as I said, we'll have to wait to see what Cairn Homes and Dublin County Council have to say in relation to that. For the moment, though, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie, Badna, who's a resident of the estate we're talking about today, thank you so much, Badna, for getting in touch, and Sinn Féin representative in Lucan, that is Darren O'Brodick. Thank you for your time. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.